Magazine. We greatly appreciate you for taking the time out of your day to do this interview. First, I want to start off by asking you, how's everything going in life right now? How's everything going for you?
I mean, everything's going good right now.
I think the volume went down. Is the volume okay? Is it up on y'all's end?
Can you hear?
No, it's sounding a little, his sound sounds a little off.
Was it 5 before?
I don't know if it's because he might be far from the computer. Like, we need him to talk inside the mic. Sorry. What was that, guys?
No.
No, if your sound is still going in and out.
I think he may be far from the camera. That could be, I mean, from the computer. That
yeah.
Could be
one of those things.
Yeah, I'm close.
Okay. All right, so I'm gonna start off with the second question. So right now you are one of the up and coming artists with the sound of the drill rap in NYC. And you're coming off an amazing 2021. Could you tell us who were some of your musical influences growing up?
When I was younger, you know, I grew up listening, like, you know, Meek Mill, Lil Wayne. For me, then I started you know, Lil Baby came out, Lil Baby, G Herbo, Chief Keef. For me, they started the drill wave for me, Lil Durk and them. So those are people that influenced me to make music.
Yeah. And you just released your new single, Don't Change. What was the message you wanted to get across with this one?
For me, I got to hold my composure. I got to stay until, for me, you know, I got people that have been through it. And, you know, just let people know, can't fold, got to stay until, do it all, you for me? You gotta beat the odds.
Got it. And so you sampled Jeremiah's 2010 hit "Love Don't Change," and your viral hit "My Everything" also samples Mary J. The legend Mary J. Blige. Do you feel as though it's mandatory to incorporate hit samples in like the new school records?
I mean, I don't think it's mandatory. I just, you know, I just heard the beat.
It's your thing.
I just heard the beat. My Everything. And I just, I mean, I made this song for my mom.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
And it just happened to be leaked. And, you know, everybody liked it as well. So that's how it came about. But for me, it's actually cool to do other beats too. But sample beats is like actually rocking.
Yeah. How do you select your beats? Like, how do you go about selecting your, you know, your instrumentals to kind of rap over?
I'm really picky on those. So,
gotcha.
For me, so I'll be like, I'll probably run through like 20 beats before I actually pick one, at least 10 beats before I pick one. So I just be listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those beats gotta just, you know, catch my mind and my words, like for me to be on it.
Yeah. And you mentioned that the song My Everything was actually a song for your mother. How did that come about? Like, cause I see everybody like doing it on TikTok, and even before TikTok, I had already heard the song, and it was really dope. But I couldn't. If I was listening to it, I wouldn't think it was for your mother. But that's really dope to hear that. Like, it actually was a song for her. How did that come about, though?
Like, it wasn't directly. Like, I'm not saying I made it like a song about my mom and shit.
Yeah.
I made it for my sister, my mom, you know, my female cousins, the ones that be in the house, because, you know, I make drill music, so I doubt they want to just listen to that all day. So, you know, I heard the beat, I'm like, all right, I'm just, you know, studio free time, just working, making music for fun, you know, so I did that.
Wow, that's dope. All right, so I want to ask you this. You signed to Columbia Records. What was your initial reaction to learning that they wanted to sign you?
You know, it was a good reaction, you know, I was hyped, but it was a couple more labels, you know, so it was like, at the same point, I was hyped, but then I had to
be smart about it. I had to calm down and really, you know, think about what decisions I wanted to make, who I wanted to sign with, for me. So all I was like, you know, thing.
Got it. And do you have a dream collaboration? Anybody that you feel like you got to work with before it's all said and done? Name that one artist.
Like big artists like Drake, Mariah Carey, and like, you know, those big artists, legendary artists. I got to get a song at least with one of them.
Nice. Okay. Let me ask you this. I'm pretty sure you saw how My Everything went viral. Was you on TikTok when that happened, or like, was you just made the song and then you got on TikTok and it was just all over the place? How did that happen? What was your reaction when you seen it all over TikTok like that?
No, I wasn't on TikTok at that time.
Oh wow! So,
you know, I just wake up to like mad at my fans, my message requests. They'd be sending me people stories back, like Jada Waiter. They'd be sending her story back to my DM.
Yeah.
You know, Ariana was posting there, just flooded, sent it to my DM. That's how I see it.
Yeah. So it seems as though you're a sneakerhead. I love sneakers too, but I just wanted to ask you, what's your favorite pair of kicks currently?
My Cupra 11s. I ain't gonna lie.
Cupra 11s.
I'm on like my third pair. And, like.
Wait, you said you're on your third. Wow, you're on your third pair. So are you saying you like just bought a bunch of pairs of them? And you like how? Because I know some people say they don't wear the same kicks at certain points. I don't know, but are you on? Do you do that?
I mean, yeah, I wear the same kicks, but I'd be messing up my sneakers fast.
Okay.
Know. So I'll be messing up my sneakers fast. I think I'll be stepping on my foot or something. I don't know.
All right, so your goals for 2022, what are some things you have to accomplish before this year is over?
I'm trying to go for a gold record, like a platinum record or something. You know, big features, you know, trying to, you know, just progress, do better than I am now. I mean, that's what I take, step by step.
Absolutely. And should we be saying like a new album, anything, a new project on the way from you?
Yeah, I'm definitely working on a new project. So
okay.
People could be on the wait out for that. It's definitely coming soon. So just watch for that.
Nice. All right. So because I write for Respect Magazine, I have to ask you this question. When you first see or hear the word respect, what are the first things that come to your mind? Like, what is your personal definition of that word?
You know, that's a word that I go by, you know, you just show respect for me. So like, I take that really, you know, you just see, you know, you show respect. You don't gotta be, respect is very important because it could get you, you know, a long way, just showing respect. And you know, you want people to respect you too. You don't want nobody just walking up to you.
Yeah.
Just talking to you in your way or like anything like that, treating you in your way, you know, it's a way to act, way to always treat people for me. And that's what respect. Stuff goes away. Go the other way around.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I want to end our interview with this. If you can name one song that describes your life at this very moment, which one song would that be?
That's tough. Finally Rich by Chief Keef.
Finally Rich. Oh, also too, would you do a song with Chief Keef?
For sure.
Are there a few like, Chicago rappers that you would like do some songs with?
I need to do, right? Like, I want to do.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but are there a few Chicago rappers that you would do a song with, or just probably Chief Keef? I know you mentioned G Herbo.
Yeah. There's a couple other artists too, like, you know, Chief Keef, Lil Durk, and then like,
yeah.
There's a couple upcoming artists from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I do a couple tracks with. So, yeah, it's a couple of people.
All right. And I think that'll end our interview, B-Love. Thank you so much for taking the time out your day to do this interview with Respect. We greatly appreciate it. And, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. Appreciate you for having me up here. You will.
Yep.
Thanks, Ayana.
Thank you.
Of course. Anytime. Thanks, B.